What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do want to mention, for those of you who love the show, today's the 20th anniversary of Entourage beginning on HBO. And
another indicator I'm really old now.
Well, you cannot say that in front of moi, okay?
Fair. First, we had the Verducci files. Mm-hmm. Then, the Costa Report.
Mm-hmm.
And now today, in what is seemingly a trilogy of reports this week about Tarek Skubal, John Paul Morosi was a guest of Doug Karsh today.
The Pope!
A Harvard-educated man. Can't say he doesn't know anything about baseball. Man went to Harvard.
He could speak it in about five languages, too.
Not sure I needed that, but okay. So, yesterday we told you about the Costa report, that the scuttlebutt at the All-Star game from a first-hand source was that Orioles are all in on Skubal, that Jackson Holliday would be a part of the package. And again, that doesn't speak to whether Scott Harris or the Detroit Tigers will do it. But we started talking about, okay, if Holliday has entered the chat, here's what I'd ask for. It'd be Holliday, Mayo, Beavers. Their best prospect, their third prospect, and their ninth prospect. Shortstop, third, and outfield. So Doug had John Paul Morosi on. Now, Kenny, I want you to intro each of the clips because I did not listen to each one in what he's referring to. Set the listener up for success.
Well, yesterday we talked about Scott Harris needs to listen to these trade offers. He can't just be dormant. Well, Morosi agreed. Here's what he had to say.
I think, Doug, that they are going to come up with compelling offers. I believe that, and whether it's actually been submitted now or if it's going to get a little bit closer to the deadline, it's not clear to me. But I do believe they're going to try, and I think that Scott Harris is in a position where he'll have to listen.
That's one. So again, for the people who say you don't listen, why? Clip number two, Kenny.
Clip number two, we're talking about the Baltimore prospects and what that package might look like. Here's what he had to say.
I would say it's more of a grouping, like two of the four. I would think that for the Tigers to be really compelled to move Skubal to Baltimore, it would have to be two of the four, or two of the five, if you will, of Holliday, Colton Cowser, Mayo, Basayo, that kind of a conversation. That you'd have to get two from that group.
Which yesterday I said to you, Holliday, Mayo, Beavers. He's not in that group, but he is going to be major league ready by next year, outfielder. So again, we're trending well here. Kenny, clip number three.
This one is relating to the Juan Soto trade gets brought up a lot, and it got comped to what this might look like.
I think, Doug, that they are going to come up with compelling offers. I believe that, and whether it's actually been submitted now or if it's going to get a little bit closer to the deadline, it's not clear to me. But I do believe they're going to try, and I think that Scott Harris is in a position where he'll have to listen.
That's a repeat of the first one, Kenny. I'm pretty sure you hit the wrong button there.
Nope, the system messed up. We only have two.
Okay, why don't we work on getting the third in? Here's how I want to frame it.
So nice, we'll play it twice.
Yeah, no, and that's, listen, it happens.
Yes.
To defend Kenny, sometimes the system gets a little wonky. We've had some issues this week. We'll get the third quote. Here's the point. This is the crux of the topic. I comped the Soto thing for about the last month, and I just said, look, he got four of the Padres' top nine prospects. And the Nats ended up with C.J. Abrams, who's an all-star. James Wood, who is a Aaron Judge clone. And,
right.
And there's hopes he's going to be a 40 home run hitter.
We're not going to get four because Soto's an everyday player.
But what did I say to you yesterday?
Two.
I'm going to need three.
Three.
Three of your top nine. I didn't accidentally throw the package out there. So here's my question. If you are given a Soto-type offer for Skubal, don't you have to take it?
Yes.
I know you. I'm talking to our listener base. Okay. I want all the people, Mike, who've been afraid or have mocked it or have said you can't get much for it or I don't want to do it or I just want my daiquiri in peace. Now we're arriving at a place where intelligent baseball people are kind of pointing you in a direction here. So here's what I'm telling you. It would be a Soto-esque offer. And the only name that has to be in there to start with is Jackson Holliday.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anything after that, it's up to Scott Harris and his baseball people. Now, would I want Holliday and Mayo? Yes. Why? I want a 6'5", 220-pound third baseman who could hit 35 bombs and who could play right now, who's murdering the minors. But my point to you is, it's Jackson Holliday plus. Don't you have to do it?
Yes. 248-539-9797. Now, let me ask you this. Suppose it's Holliday and Mayo, or Holliday and Meavers, but it's Holliday, but it's only two, not three. You still making that deal?
No, I need three.
Okay.
I mean, again, if it's Holliday and Mayo, the third prospect doesn't matter as much. I use Beavers as look, I want a Godfather offer for Scoobal, period. I don't want market value. I want my value. Baltimore, I'm trading you a World Series. Listen, Baltimore has lost how many arms this year? I mean, John Means, Bradish blew out, and they don't have Burnside next year. So they're in a World Series window. If I am going to trade you a Cy Young caliber lefty who's got 2 years of team control, you are going to bleed out of every orifice. You're going to give me three of your top nine prospects, including two of your top four. And if that is not the case, I'm not trading Scoobal. I am making the Orioles say no. But what Morosi is saying and what the Costa report said and what Verducci said, it's all lining up to this point where it is Scott Harris will be given a very compelling offer on Scoobal.
Yeah, and even some people who were against it in the past few weeks or months, if you put Holliday in there, they admit that
Holliday is the only entry to a conversation. There is no deal without him. I mean, even if they came to the table and offered you Basayo or Basalo, however you say the catcher prospect's name, if there's no Holliday, I don't care. Holliday, it's because positionally and from an organizational standpoint, we do not have a shortstop now. We do not have one next year. We don't have one the year after that. You're empty. And I'm not signing the dead body of Tim Anderson or Ahmed Rosario. No.
Tim Anderson.
I mean, he's dead.
I know.
Bernie Lomax. I want, if Jackson Holliday's in this deal and it is a Soto-esque package, like Morosi intimated, I'm doing the deal. That's not me demanding. That's not me yelling and screaming. And it's not about, well, I don't want to. No, none of us want to trade Scoobal. Mm-hmm. I wish the team were good enough we didn't have to do it. But the reality is you could supercharge this rebuild. Think about your infield next year being Mayo at third, Holliday at short, Young at second, Keith at first. And Dylan Beavers, at some point next year, joins the big club. God forbid you sign one bat and one arm. Maybe you bring Flaherty back. Here's my rotation. Flaherty, Olson, Job, Mize, and Stoney's mom. You're winning 90 games.
As long as she promised me Willie Mays.
Right.
May he rest in
peace.
I'll
put you on the phone with Millie, with Ty Cobb. I just would like to know where you're at with this.
By the way, Mike, remember yesterday I referenced our Baltimore affiliate inside our 105.7, the Fan in Baltimore? Here's their show sheet. It says, will Elias swing for the fences to the deadline? Would he consider Holliday for Scoobal? How much does winning the AL East really matter? 2-6. And they tweet out their actual show sheet.
Okay.
2 o'clock. Will Elias take a swing at the trade deadline at Scooble?
That's it?
Yeah.
Listen, this has been why I've been so steadfast that the Scooble thing's an option. I don't know why it turned into a holy war. Scooble has been and is now the most valuable trade chip at the deadline. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that approaches his value. You own the market. The Yankees are desperate. You could bury the Yankees. The Orioles are the most desperate. Why? I think legitimately they're the only team that is one pitcher away. The only team.
And if you want to go back historically, they haven't won since 93. The Angelos ownership regime was a complete disgrace after a while. And they have a new owner who wants to show, hey, you know what? Right. I want to win a World Series.
Well, think about this. If you acquire Scooble from a Baltimore perspective, him and Grayson Rodriguez are under team control, and they're there. They're done. It's easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It makes signing Corbin Burns that much easier. If they enter a playoff series with Burns, Grayson, and Scooble, they can win any series against any team.
Right.
If they don't, and it's just Burns and just Grayson, and then it's like Pete Kramer, like that's what they're staring at. So ask yourself, if you were in Baltimore's shoes, would you care about Jackson Holliday and Coby Mayo? Would you really care? They don't fix your problems. And there's no one else on the market worth these prospects. If Jackson Holliday's in this deal, and it is a Soto-esque deal, which is what I comped yesterday. I said first, third, and ninth. I'm doing the deal. It's going to suck, but I'm doing it. I want to know if you guys have arrived at that point. Because I heard Rieger talk about this. They did a really nice job last night after we got off the air. And he goes, I'm getting to a point where if they don't do the deal, I'm going to be disappointed.
You can't be that way yet.
No, not yet. But if I hear a report that they turned down Jackson Holliday and Coby Mayo, I'm going to be bummed.
Yeah.
I think I have that right.
Yes, you do.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.